the Homegrown Music Festival going on. We are in the midst of it. And coming up tonight, of course, a big show down at Clyde Ironworks. It's the Hash Wednesday show featuring Charlie Parr, Old Knifey and the Cutthroats, and Trampled by Turtles. And then lots of music throughout around town after that. Suzanne Sweeney at the Brew House, Biochemical Characters at Rex Bar, Tribal Alchemy at the Brew House, Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank at the Rex, and Boku Frequency finishing out the night at the Rex. And coming up tomorrow night on Soup Town Night, we have our guest who is joining us right now live from Studio A, Hattie Peterson. Welcome, Hattie.
Hey, Christine. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's great to have you here. And it's been a while since you've been in our studio, so nice to have you back. Nice to see you playing Homegrown again this year. Have you been out enjoying the Homegrown experience so far?
Yes, and I'm sure that will shine through with my performance today.
I know I've seen you out a couple times.
Yes, it has been a riot.
Any particular highlights for you so far?
Oh, well, last night, the Twins Bar was quite amazing. Seeing Yester for the first time, they were great. Yeah, I haven't really had a bad time yet. I've been happy with everybody I've seen.
Wonderful. And you have Matt Mobley here. Now, when you play tomorrow night, you're going to be Hattie and her man band, right?
Yes, Dave Frankenfeld will be joining us.
Okay, so Matt here, part of the man band, and you guys are going to do some songs for us today. What do you want to get started with? And again, your show is tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, Bev's Juke Joint in Superior. Mm-hmm. What do you want to start with?
This one's called There You Go Again. There you go again, dishing out the blame, stirring up trouble, not a drop of shame. How can you stand watching an innocent man make him out to be a coward when he really is a man? There is a fire. Stand up, be a man. There is nothing to contain you. You're a liar and a bad, bad man. You and I are born of a different kind. You see, you are made of money and I am made of wine. You may be blind and you're not so bright, but when it comes to pulling on, you are the go again, dishing out blame, stirring up trouble, not a drop of shame. Well, how can you stand watching an innocent man make him out to be a coward when he really is a man? Make him out to be a coward when he really is a man. Make him out to be a coward.
Hattie Peterson, live from Studio A. Tell me about that song. And now, are you working on a new album? Is that what I heard?
Well, the plan is definitely to rob a bank and record at Sparta. that's my plan. Mm-hmm. This summer.
Is that one of the ones from the new album?
That will hopefully be on the new album.
And tell me what about that one. It's got some interesting lyrics.
It is, you know, and I'm not really that sure. I started it when Bush was in office,
I think that's a little bit where the anger comes from, but it's totally changed into something else that's more of a, yeah, I'm not really.
More generalized, really, maybe.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't think about my lyrics as much as I used to, because I'm singing more subconsciously, and whatever comes out is what sticks a lot lately. And so that's a hard question for me to answer. Okay. Matt, do you have any ideas?
Well, he doesn't have a microphone, so so we don't care what his ideas are. Sorry, Matt, who, by the way, I heard you say that you're only playing 4 shows for Homegrown this year. So Matt, who's usually playing probably twice that many, I don't know, look for him and his big old bass out and about on Homegrown. All right. So yeah, you can kind of hear the anger in that one, and kind of there does seem kind of a little political touch. So that's why I was curious if there was a particular.
Yeah, it's more just fun to play and sing, really.
Well,
that's
great.
And I'm trying to write more songs for the boys to rock out to.
And that sounds like a good one. And that's one thing I like about what you do, Hattie. You can rock, and you've got a great voice. And that one had a nice groove to it, too, that I really like. So that's cool. And so have you been writing a lot of songs for that forthcoming album?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much all of them will be new.
Have you been playing out much in the past year or so?
In the past 6 months, I've been playing out more than I have in a couple years. Since Homegrown 2008, I think, was the last show with Hattie and the Black Frames.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been a while since I've been doing much. And we're fairly new, 6-8 months, something like that.
Yeah.
So is it nice to be back at it again?
It's awesome.
Were you doing stuff on your own at the time and just not kind of being out there, or just kind of taking a little break from music altogether?
I was trying to do some at home, and if, you know, I'll never turn down a gig. So I've done a couple a year at least, stuff back home in Bemidji or whatever.
I guess I didn't realize that's where you were from.
It's one of the places I'm from.
Okay, cool.
Give it up for B-Town.
So never completely away from it, which is great. Now that I know you never turn down a gig, now we know how to get you playing more. Just invite you, just ask you.
Yes.
So how many songs do you think you're going to... tell me about the songs you get ready for the new album.
We've probably got 10 now. Just busted out a new one to Matt in the outside here before the came coming in here. I think it's number 10.
Okay, so you're going to get in the studio with the Man Band, hopefully, and Rich Mattson on the controls and do something. Well, good. I hope that works out for you this summer.
Me too.
Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to play for us next?
This is one of my favorites. This is not one that we would play at a show, but it's a great duet with Matt here. And I haven't played this guitar ever in front of anyone. This is my dad's old nylon. I just think it'll sound pretty. This one's called Devil Horizon. Darling, oh,
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in your area. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency.
Hattie Peterson, live from Studio A. I think you should feel free to play that one in public, Hattie. That was really nice.
Really nice. I play one. In public, just not with the man band.
Well, you guys should rock out for a while, and then that's where you take the little break and send the other band members off stage, and then you and Matt kind of break it down on that one.
Take a leak. Go to smoke.
Yeah, exactly. So how long? When did you start songwriting, Hattie?
Well, I started learning other people's songs in ninth grade.
Whose songs did you learn?
The first song I ever learned was "Black Boys and Mopeds" by
Sinead O'Connor.
Mm-hmm. And then doing stuff like "Behind the Wall" by Tracy Chapman and "Sister" by Lenny Kravitz. All the really dark songs. And I played covers for probably 2, maybe 3 years before I even realized that I could write, like, that I had the freedom to write my own songs. It's interesting. I heard something Rich Matson said on the radio recently, that he didn't know where music came from. Like, when he realized that this band he was listening to was actually from Minneapolis, he's like, what? Like, I thought music came from space. You know, that kind of having that, you know, waking up and... And I remember writing the first song in a bedroom at a party. I had the door locked, and I was totally in love with this boy, and he was in love with this girl, and I was just feeling so lonely. And I wrote a really great song. I should pull that one out. You guys,
yeah.
And I'm still trying to figure out how to do it, but my style keeps changing over the years. It's great fun. So yeah, for. Near and on 15 years I've been working on writing.
Cool. And how has your style been changing when you say that? Like, how has it evolved?
Less literal, for sure. Mm-hmm. And more interested in the structure of this sound itself instead of trying to make a point or... Yeah, and I play electric guitar now too, which is opening up. I'm learning. I'm still playing it like an acoustic, but I'm getting better. I want to rock harder. That's my goal. So by the time I'm like 50, I'll be like Jimmy Cooper on the guitar.
Is that a recent thing that you've been playing electric guitar?
Yeah, since last Homegrown.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
I borrowed Jimmy Cooper's DePinto Galaxy for our show at Amazing Grace and then bought it from him a few days later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, as long as we're talking about Jimmy Cooper,
hey,
you were saying that he's not going to be in the man band, the homegirl.
He's no longer in the man band.
That's too bad.
It was a peaceful parting. We'll still play together, but he's too busy with the fractals and brewing beer and cooking Indian food and being in love and... And it's too hard. It's hard enough to organize me and Matt and Dave. Less is more. Me and Dave we live 9 blocks apart, so we're working on a two-piece so we can at least take gigs and keep
Great.
Rocking out and writing new songs. And then,
well, it's hard because so many, you know,
when Matt's busy a lot.
When you're in a band in Duluth, like everybody's in other bands too.
Yeah,
so
sure, it's great that way, but it makes it difficult.
Yeah, to try and you know, get your project working.
But Matt's so good and quick at picking up stuff, and it's so he can just sit in whenever, which is great. Keep it simple.
Awesome. How do you like to write songs? Do you kind of just kind of hole up and do
you really
it?
Want to know?
Do you collaborate? Do you ever collaborate with people on songs, or you just
no.
kind of do your own thing?
I've tried that a couple times, but and I'd be open to it again, I guess. I tend to have a few whiskeys, push record, and play for like, you know, 20 minutes, half hour, whatever, until I get past a couple moments that feel really good, and then go back and kind of write down what I think I'm saying or what's, you know, take notes and then kind of go from there.
Okay.
Come up with the guitar part usually first, some kind of jam, and then just let go. Push record, let go. It's the only way I can do it.
But you have a record of it, because a lot of times people, mm-hmm. you know, they noodle around and they don't record it and then they lose it.
Right. And what's so hard about that is yeah, you don't want to have to stop and write something down, or, you know, you want to be able to keep moving through that. And so that's, I highly suggest that to any songwriter.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Well, we have time for one more. What else do you want to play for
Great.
Us, Patty?
We're going to do a brand new one here. If my voice can hold out for it. This one's called Shadows, and what I just said to you is exactly how I wrote this one last week. Thanks, Matt, for being brave and trying out new things.
Hattie Peterson, along with Matt Mobley, live from Studio A. Thanks so much, Hattie, for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Sure appreciate it.
And again, you guys are going to be playing tomorrow night, Hattie and her Man Band, and that is happening as part of the Homegrown Music Festival, and that's at Bev's Juke Joint in Superior, 9 p.m. And looking forward to that album this summer. It'll be great.
Thanks. See you again.
To check out upcoming guests or to listen to some of our archive sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cameron Flackney and Sarah Koshin, and with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.